Friday, September the 17th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, raucous reactions to AUKUS and the World Bank quits doing business. First, the world in brief. Australia announced it would start playing host to new deployments of American military aircraft the day after it unveiled a new security pact with America and Britain. AUKUS, as their partnership is to be called, obviates a deal that would have bought French submarines for Australia. France's foreign ministry decried it as a, quote, knife in the back and cancelled a formal event in Washington in rebuke. The shift reflects the three participating countries' interests in containing China's growing naval power. China accused them of exhibiting a, quote, outdated Cold War zero-sum mentality. An inquiry alleged that World Bank leaders, including Kristalina Georgieva, now the head of the IMF, improperly boosted China's ranking in an annual business report. The lender said it would discontinue its, quote, doing business report, which rates countries based on their business environments, after irregularities were found in the 2018 and 2020 versions. Ms. Georgieva disagreed with the characterization of her role. Hezbollah, an Islamist militia cum political party, drove tankers filled with Iranian oil into Lebanon via Syria. Lebanon's acute financial crisis has provoked shortages of diesel and petrol at a time of rampant COVID-19 infections. Hezbollah says it will distribute the fuel to hospitals for free and sell the rest cheaply. The Lebanese government says it did not authorize the imports, which may contravene American sanctions. Wildfires in California reached Sequoia National Park, home to the biggest trees in the world. Firefighters have wrapped some specimens, including the 2,500-year-old General Sherman tree, thought to be the largest, in aluminium foil blankets to protect them. Giant sequoias only grow in the Sierra Nevada range. Though they have evolved to survive fires, many have burned this year. Italy's Green Pass, which shows evidence of either vaccination against COVID-19, a negative test result, or evidence of past infection, will become mandatory for all workers from October 15th. Any without one face being suspended without pay, but not sacking. Employers and staff could be given fines. Some jobs already require such proof. The new rules will be among the strictest in the world. A judge blocked the Biden administration from turning back migrant families at the Mexican-American border without letting them apply for asylum. The rule, implemented at the beginning of the pandemic during Donald Trump's presidency, was justified on public health grounds. A cluster of 9,000 migrants, most from Haiti, has been swelling rapidly under a bridge along the border in Texas. America's Department of Justice appealed to stop the bankruptcy plan of Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin, a highly addictive opioid painkiller. The DOJ argued that the deal's payout to people harmed by the drug is insufficient. The plan is also controversial because it grants immunity from future opioid-related litigation to members of the Sackler family, who own Purdue. And fact of the day. 3,100. The number of people who died of COVID-19 in America on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. The tally was higher than the death toll from the devastating terror attacks.